It's another precinct heard from in France's blowback against inequality. After the Yellow Vest movement, ahead of December 5th mass strikes against pension reform, university students this Tuesday mobilizing. The recent self-immolation outside of a student union building in Lyon of a 22-year-old political science major, drawing attention to the desperate means of those squeezed by stagnating scholarship stipends, rising rent, and soaring cost of living. Are we back to 1 year ago when the president was accused of being too out of touch with reality when it came to these social concerns? Emmanuel Macron never attended university. His formative years included highly selective preparatory schools and what's known here as la voie royale, the royal path, those elitist grande école schools. Over in the UK, that's a familiar tale, where the resentment against Oxford and Cambridge is growing, and currently teachers and staff at 60 universities are on strike. Over the years, their wages have stagnated while the cost of living has gone up. How does the state make quality education affordable? In a changing workforce where the demand for unskilled labor is plummeting, how does a scaled-back welfare state stop those entering that changing workforce from getting left behind? Today in the France 24 debate, we're looking at that growing pauperization of some students.